Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
All right, the talk show alert is in effect, and it is... A good evening to you and AUB at 11:05 and 40 seconds to go right along with it on a busy Friday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Ed Arzuman, they're on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for what'll be a three-hour busy Friday night schmooze right up until Sal Licata. Sal coming your way at 2 on your fan New York.
Allen against Dinwiddie for Ellington. Off the curl, buries the three. Knicks within 5. Again, they trail by 19.
And Ellington, a 38% career three-baller. Stunning the Nets that time.
Three-point game.
They should get Randall on the low post over here.
Ellington for three. Tied up in Brooklyn. Wade Ellington's knotted it up for the Knicks.
Two consecutive three balls by Wade.
18-5 Knicks run. Ellington again. Yes! Wade Ellington huge in the fourth with three threes off the bench.
What are they going to do with this guy, though?
A steal for Barrett.
Watch it, Barrett.
RJ, yes, and the foul. The switch to the right, and the Knicks with the lead by 3.
What a dramatic turnaround by these Knicks. Ellington invincible.
Irving across the midcourt line, picked up by the rookie Barrett. Irving with the Nets down 3, approaching a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Irving one-on-one with Knox now. Crossover, top of the key, pull-up. It's good for Kyrie Irving. Nets are within 1. 23 for Irving. Irving behind the back to the foul line. Backs up, nowhere to go. Brings Barrett out with him. Down to 13 to shoot. Nets down 1. Irving step back. 3 on the right. Good for Kyrie. Nets grab the lead. 111-109 with 21.9 seconds remaining. Timeout, Knicks.
You know, he's coming down on the right side, and I'm thinking in my brain, do I call a timeout or not? You know, and it's like, wait a second, I call a timeout. They can sub. They can double-team him, and you just get it in flow and let him make a play. And I think that's where a coach has to step back and let your let your best player make plays.
We had two really costly turnovers, travel and Julius is when he spun out of bounds. But that stuff we're learning, that we have to understand how to close games by getting shots on goal and quality shots on goal.
Fizdale, of course, talking about that Randall turnover with about 10 seconds to go when it was a one-possession basketball game. But as you heard from Chris Carino, if you were listening right here on the fan or watching with the MSG, and we thank them for the sound and for the highlights, that Randall turnover was certainly very hurting, to say the least, for the New York Knickerbockers. Again, 113-109. First win for Brooklyn. Irving, as you heard from Chris Carino, with 21 seconds to go, the three that gave them the lead for good. And after that, you had the Randall turnover. And again, the ensuing foul, Dinwiddie with 2 free throws, and there it was. And the final possession for the New York Knickerbockers in the game was a turnover. They had 26 of those. There were 52 turnovers in the basketball game, and the Knickerbockers missed 12 free throws, and the Nets missed 11. In fact, the best shooting for the New York Knickerbockers was from three-point territory, where they were about 68%. It was sloppy with the turnovers, lots of fouls, of course, lots of missed free throws, but exciting because it was, again, a 19-point deficit by the New York Knickerbockers in which they took the lead very late in the fourth quarter, which is so very typical of just about every single NBA game. The Knickerbockers had a 2-0 lead in the game, and then they had a 107-106 lead. So it took like a lifetime for them to catch up and come back and take a lead, which they didn't have for very long, thanks to the very best player on the floor. His first 8 points for Irving were from the free throw line. And then, of course, the two big shots with under a minute, and you heard the one that gave them the edge and the lead, the winning basket, if you will, with only 21 seconds to go. He hit a two to pull the Nets within one, and then he hit the three to give him a two-point lead, and then the free throws, and then the final, and that's it, and 113-109. So, again, R.J. Barrett for the New York Knickerbockers and Trier and Ellington were the stars. Trier had 22 points off the bench tonight, and he was fantastic in the third quarter. Ellington hit a couple of threes, big threes, and the Knickerbockers were coming back on a 15-2 run late third into the fourth quarter and then had that lead. And again, you shouldn't be surprised that down by 19, they would end up taking the lead. And they were playing, again, I'm going to say this twice so that you know that you are hearing right the accurate, and that is, and the factual, the Knickerbocker defense in the second half already. And most of the, up until about 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it was Knickerbocker defense forcing turnovers and contesting shots and crashing the window, as Ian Eagle might say. And so they were coming back in that third and in that fourth quarter. But again, then they went into some kind of a drought. What is it? And they didn't do much scoring in the last couple of minutes, last two or so minutes of the basketball game. But Kyrie Irving ended up with 26. And again, R.J. Barrett, you're going to like him a lot. If you didn't get a chance to see game one the other night, and yes, they ended up losing at the Alamo to San Antonio. He looked good in that game. His motor is active, and his motor is running, and he was playing some very tight defense and making Irving in the second half give up that basketball. So R.J. Barrett ended up with 16. Trier ended up with 22. And, of course, Dinwiddie off the bench. And this is a guy, and every Brooklyn Net fan knows this, he'll be in the running, Dinwiddie, for Sixth Man of the Year honors. He hit those two final free throws that iced the game and ended the game at the very end and had 20 for the night. But Irving, 26 points, and again, the best player on the floor, coming up huge when he had to with the game on the line. Game three with the World Series, we're going to get into also with the Mets. Maybe the Mets, I think the Mets are about to put an ad in all the newspapers looking for a manager. I'm not so sure you need any baseball experience. I think what is most important is that you give a good interview and bond immediately with the general manager. Speaking of some baseball, we'll take a break and then we'll get to your calls. It is 4-1 with the Astros. We are in the sixth inning. I believe it is, and Washington's got a couple of guys on base. They have two guys on base with two outs in the sixth inning. And it's 4-1 Houston. Brantley with a couple of RBIs. Chirinos with a home run. And the game began with everybody leaving runners in scoring position. Where have you heard that before?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.